Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome?
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, Kate on the Talk of Las Vegas. Yes, it is our Monday edition of the show. I know the weekend came, it went. I tell you, it happens every weekend. I'm enjoying myself. Toes kicked up in the sand, so to speak, sitting by the pool, and it's Monday. How was your weekend? Tired of the continued coronavirus this, coronavirus that. Yeah, I think you're probably fed up. I know I'm fed up because I saw a lot of Kevins and Karens over the weekend as my wife and I went out to the supermarket and did some things like that. Not a whole hell of a lot to do. So now we take enjoyment, my wife and I, of going to some specialty gourmet grocery stores and taking our grandsons to get little treats like cactus pears and a variety of other things that you don't get at the normal grocery store. That's fun for us. I mean, what do you want? It's what we do. Not a lot to do. And we did that this weekend. And I'll tell you, went in with the masks. The grandkids had the masks, even though my youngest is ready to rip that mask off at any moment. He knows his constitutional right, I guess. You know, it's like, Grandpa, he's three. I know the Bill of Rights. No, he didn't say that, but, you know, he's thinking it. But you see the people. Have you experienced this? I mean, I got to talk about this for a second. You see people, and they've all become epidemiologists. They've become virus investigators, mask investigators. You know you've seen them. You know what I'm talking about here. You walk into a store. You're wearing your face covering, your mask, etc. And if it doesn't seem to fit, what is the, well, style or protection that someone deems in their mind right, they will give you dirty looks. Like you're not wearing a mask that's in compliance. Now, I'm not Michelle Fieri wearing panties on my face, but nevertheless, you know, I'm wearing a face covering. I go between Boomer Naturals, depending on where I'm at, the best face mask on the planet. And I wear sometimes my face mask. That's my United States flag. It's blacked out flag. And it's more of the scarf type masks. You know, you've seen them. Because when I put a mask on, sometimes it makes my ears look like an elf. And I don't like that. I like to look cool when I'm in town. Hey, come on, man. It may not be a fashion show, but I'll be honest with you. Some of you don't care if your ears look like elves when you walk around. Yeah, you know, like they, you know, they look like the one character on the Goonies. You know, the one guy, who was he? What was his name? Producer name? You know what I'm talking about? Garth? Sloth. You may not care if your ears look like Sloth when you wear your mask, but I care. So I put my cool, you know, face covering on. And some people, either they're looking at it because they hate the United States, because it's an American flag, or they're looking at it because it just doesn't meet their standard of a mask. I tell them they're full of crap. And I did. Look, my wife said, this is why I don't bring you, because we're in the supermarket and we're sitting there. We're minding our own business. You know, yeah, we're at the yellow little spot where it says social distance. And a lady in front of me turns to me because there was two people in front of her, young couple. They had no mask. They weren't wearing a mask. So she turns to me and said, I thought we were all supposed to wear masks. And I told her, I'm not the mask police. And then she just looked at me stunned. And then my wife said, oh, good God, why did I bring you in with me? She's thinking. I could see it in her eyes because I can't see the rest of her face because she's got a freaking mask on. So she then turns around to me and mumbles something else because she's a rat. And she did rat them out. She's a rat. And then I said, oh, good God. I said it loud. Of course I did. I said it loud. I wanted the whole store to hear because I don't care. And a lot of people probably recognize my voice. And they're like, I know that voice somewhere. I said, oh, good God. Are we now a world full of lunatics? And I think we might be, because Dr. Birx is now telling us we need goggles and we need face shields and we may need to start wearing our masks inside the house, even though the United States has recorded its lowest single day number of coronavirus cases in weeks. And this is also confirmed by Johns Hopkins University for the useful idiots that need that type of substantiation. But goggles and face masks, are we going to now be in hazmat suits? I mean, that's really the question I have. I know you think I'm joking, but no. I mean, that's the reality. So even though we have recorded the lowest single-day number of coronavirus cases in weeks, Dr. Birx is suggesting face shields and goggles. Yeah, I know it's crazy, but she is. What do you want me to say? She's not. She is. In fact, she was talking about it on Fox and Friends. She's even suggesting masks in homes. So how are they going to prove if we're wearing a mask in our house or not? I mean, are they going to turn on the cameras on our iPhones and our computers that spy on us anyways, our TVs, Samsung? Come on, you know that's the case. They could do that. Come on. You know, Alexa probably can hear everything that you're doing. I mean, there's been proof and studies of that. But I'm not. That's another show. We'll leave that for the Sunday Night Syndicated show. Now, Governor Sisolak just spoke less than an hour ago regarding what's going to happen for Vegas's economy, what's going to happen for the state. And Governor Sisolak has just made it clear that he's full of crap. It's more crap. It's more restrictions. Clark County, which is Las Vegas and other, let's just say Las Vegas, because that's what we really care about right here, right? Of course. Is going to stay on continued restriction until further notice. Really what the governor's trying to say is we're going to stay closed and locked down until the election because we don't give two craps if you're eating saltine crackers every day because you're hungry. We don't care if you've lost your business. We don't care if you're going to lose your home because foreclosures are going to come. Oh, trust me, in September when your mortgage company, because they've been so nice, haven't they? They've been nice to you, haven't they? They tell you to check in every month to see if, in fact, you're still suffering from the COVID-19 pandemic in terms of financial challenges. They're sending you letters saying, hey, you're on a deferral forbearance, but don't worry. We have your back. We love you. Piece of the rock, baby. But they're going to be a little different when September comes. Oh, trust me, they're going to be a lot different when September comes, because when your bill is like $10,000 of the forbearance that you owe, you're either going to get approved for a payment plan or modification loan, if you qualify, by the way, or you're just going to go into foreclosure. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple what's happened here, sadly. This is where we're at. And would you think, do you think for a moment that Nancy Pelosi would stop horsing around and get this stimulus package funded, take care of people that need it? I mean, even President Trump saying crazy Nancy's blocking coronavirus aid. And she is. Why is she doing it? Because it's political. It's political. See, Nancy Pelosi likes being the Speaker of the House. Nancy Pelosi loves being the third in line to the presidency. You know it and I know it. This is what it's about. So we have the lowest coronavirus cases in weeks, which should be celebrated. Dr. Birx is suggesting face shields and goggles, even suggesting wearing masks inside your house. Governor Sisolak says continue to eat saltine crackers because that's about as good as it's going to get. He is decimating the Las Vegas economy, the Nevada economy. Hell, California's so angry with Comrade Newsom that they've got a real recall effort going. Not that Nevada doesn't, but I'll be honest with you. Nevada's recall effort's a little weak. California's is not. And they want Comrade Newsom out, because if you think that Nevada's getting screwed by its prison cellmate, my God, California is getting screwed by Bubba 1,000 times over. But we're in an election cycle. So just so we know, before I open up the phone lines, just so you're aware, what I'm trying to tell you on this Monday, August 3rd, is that you are a political pawn. Republicans and Democrats hate your guts. They don't care about your financial wherewithal. They don't care if you go hungry. They don't care if you lose your ass. They don't care if you lose your business. They don't care if you lose your house. They just want their power, and they're willing to say and do anything they can to keep it. Thank God we have an outsider in the White House. Oh, he's not perfect. Yeah, he's got that silly comb over. Yeah, he likes his spray tan, but I'll tell you this, thank God, we have got an outsider that has given it to us straight. You can say he lies, you can say he stretches the truth, but Donald Trump has been accurate and right on with every Alinsky-style playbook that has been shoved down our throats since they murmured the word COVID-19. Tell me I'm wrong. Because I know I'm not. The phone lines are now open. 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Oh, Governor Sisolak wants to make sure the election is stolen. He wants to make sure that Nevada does not vote in person. He wants to make sure that even if you have to eat saltines all the way up until November 3rd, then by God, at least you have saltines. Because he today spoke, and there wasn't much that came out, but a bunch of hot air from that big mouth of his. He's incompetent. He doesn't know how to run a state. I'm surprised he was successful running a business. And I hope and pray that you people that have an effort to recall Governor Sisolak start taking a page of the playbook of the recall efforts for Governor Newsom in California, because I'm going to tell you this, you've got a short window, baby, because as crazy, scary, and frustrating as it is having Steve Sisolak in charge of Nevada, there's a lot of lunatics that'll vote for him again because they love collecting the unemployment benefit. They love being paid without having to go back to work. They love it. But you, the business owner, you, the blackjack dealer, you don't love it. You're concerned that you're going to lose your house. Yeah, I'm concerned for you. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. This is Steve Sanchez. Quick break, and then we're going to come back and start going straight to the calls. Don't go away.
Breaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
Welcome back to the program. Monday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's go ahead and get started with our busy calls. Let's jump over to Mike. You're up first tonight. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, Steve.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not going to believe it. You're talking about Alexa and, you know, listening in and all that.
Yeah.
About 6 months ago, I was driving, listening to Mark Levin, and I had my Google Maps on, so I get there. And and Levin says, he was going to a break, and he goes, I'll be right back. And I kid you not, the voice from Google Maps said, I'll be here. And I was like, what?
I believe you. Want me to tell you why I believe you? Because I've had similar things. My wife and I both have. I just recently got an Apple Watch. I was totally against an Apple Watch for a long time. I've been a Rolex guy for years and years and years. But I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get an Apple Watch. I can see some of the benefits, the heart thing and things like that. So I decided to get one. And I kid you not, Mike, there are times I'm having a conversation either with producer Nate or my wife, and freaking Siri answers me back. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, this is how sensitive this artificial intelligence stuff is. So it's weird, man. I mean, I know we love technology, but it's weird. You know?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. It's crazy. It's very strange.
It is. So all I can recommend for everybody, and I appreciate the call, Mike, is, if you're having relations with your spouse, then you better unplug Alexa and maybe turn your cameras off Because hell, you don't want to have to end up, with a clip on Pornhub by mistake and by accident. I know some people have a dream of that, but I know me, that is normal in my thought process, does not. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Ron, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, is it me?
It's Ron. How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you, man, because I've been listening to you for a little while, and you brought some issues to my attention that I was unaware of, you know, and some ideas that I, you know, was unaware of, and you brought them to my attention.
Well, I appreciate that. Anything specific?
Yeah, you were talking about the Black Lives Matter organizers, the leaders, how they were trained Marxists.
Yeah. And they've confirmed that themselves. I mean, this is out of their own mouth. So it's not like something we're putting together and, you know, like making a theory. I mean, this has come from their mouths that, yeah, we are a Marxist movement.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard that term a lot, you know, Marxist. I heard it a lot. So I wanted to look into what that meant, you know. So I did some research and did some readings, and that sounds like pretty interesting theories. And just wondering where you, if you know where they got their training.
I don't know. I do know that they have mentors, and we'll pull that up. I think we spoke about it once on my Sunday night syndicated show a couple, 3 months ago, Ron, but I could pull up some stuff and talk about it again, or at least give a link. But I mean, if you Google some of this, you'll see some of it for yourself. But you know, a lot of this Marxism and this Marxist behavior comes from a book too. I mean, it's not the only book, but I don't know if you've heard of this book, Ron. It's called Rules for Radicals, and it was authored by Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky was, you know, a major commie, major Marxist in this country, was a shakedown artist.
From my reading, the Marxist stuff and the communism stuff is completely different thing.
Oh, they are very different. They are very different. But Saul Alinsky played this role. He was a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And the reason I'm saying that is to control the narrative in America. And Obama was a huge fan of his. In fact, Obama wrote papers at university about Saul Alinsky. That's why I believe a lot of his college records are sealed. And, you know, goes on to praise Alinsky. Hillary Clinton praised Saul Alinsky. But let me give you this one, Ron. This will blow your mind here. He has a book. I would suggest everybody read it. It's called Rules for Radicals. It was published in the early 70s. The dedication page, Ron, the dedication page, I kid you not, he states that the book is dedicated to the first known rebel to mankind, Lucifer.
Right.
And that is fact. Ron, I got to bounce. I'm up on break. But Lucifer, Ron, is the devil. And Lucifer is this little pretty way that a lot of these leftist New World Order types like to distinguish between Satan and Lucifer. Lucifer's supposed to be the light. He's empowerment. Freemasons love Lucifer. Lucifer's the devil. It's real simple. Ron, go Google a lot of that. If you want more information, just go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. Send us an email. We'll send you a plethora of stuff that you can review. I appreciate the call and the kind words. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. Quick break, and then we're going to go back and take some more of your calls. Don't go away. Welcome back to the program. Monday edition of the show. Glad you're hanging out with me. You know, there's some really big news out there, and I like to promote my friends when they do good things. Dave Horowitz, his new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, has just hit 5 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Isn't that cool? That's great for a conservative. Now, this past Sunday, the Liberal Times admitted that Blitz, get this, they admitted Blitz, a pro-Trump book, is now one of the best-selling books in the nation. Yeah, I know. You can't deny the truth. Now, it's also a number one Amazon bestseller, which is great. So it's a hot book. President Trump has agreed. And the reason I want you to get the book is you need to know the playbook of the left. You need to know how Mike Huckabee is stating and why he's stating that if every American read Blitz, Trump would win in a landslide. Now, the book Blitz is great because I've read it. It reveals some surprising things that Trump's going to do very, very soon, and you need to be equipped with this information. It's at bookstores everywhere, or you can just check out the free offer and save $28. I like free. I like saving. I'm sure you would too. All you need to do is go to to blitz411.com, blitz411.com, or call 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX. Don't forget to watch David Horowitz all this week on Newsmax TV. It's now on every major cable system. I watch it. I like it. I know if you start watching it, you'll absolutely like it. Again, that free offer, saving $28, is blitz411.com. That is the book by David Horowitz. If you're just joining us, we've been talking a little bit about the good news. This is good news. Cases are falling around the country, but Dr. Birx is basically suggesting we start now wearing face shields. She said we can decorate them. You can put little flowers and little daisies, and you can take little Sharpies. You can decorate your face shields and goggles. Yeah, now you can wear goggles. Now you can look like a real lunatic. And she's even stating that, well, you know, masks may be just good to wear in the home. Friends, look. Those statements, along with Dr. Fauci's statements, along with Governor Sisolak just speaking more than an hour ago that, you know, their restrictions are not being lifted in Clark County. So basically, people are going to lose their businesses. A lot of bars and a lot of people that try to earn a living are just going to continue to eat saltine crackers and water until the election, because this is all motivated by politics. You know it and I know it. It's all motivated by politics. Come on. I mean, all of this is. See, so this playbook, as I was telling our last caller before I go to our busy calls, this last caller, Ron, I was telling you, you got to read the book Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, a known Luciferian, meaning a known Satanist. And you got to read exactly how and what their playbook is. Why do you think racism is such a big deal? Why do you think this ridiculous term of systemic racism? Why do you think now even hockey, they're all taking a knee and they're crying and Black Lives Matter and social justice and my God, we're oppressed. I just drove in a $400,000 Lamborghini, but my God, I'm impressed. Don't you get it? My God, I couldn't buy the $100,000 Rolex. I could only buy the $50,000 one. I'm oppressed, man. Oh God. Not oppressed, you're a loon, and you need psychological intervention. I mean, it's real simple. All sports have done this. I'm done with all that. So, you know, you can go watch it if you want. God bless you. If it means that much to you, just go do it. I'm going to start watching bowling. I mean, my God, this is ridiculous. It gets so ridiculous that even Oprah, you know, Oprah, yeah, it's not enough that she's making Weight Watchers commercials, which it seems to, well, I'll just leave that one right there. She's a billionaire. Oprah Winfrey's a billionaire. You know it and I know it. Probably the most successful woman broadcaster in the history of broadcasting. She's a billionaire. Now she's got her own network, OWN, as you know, and she just started this new show. And she, I thought that when this show, it's called The Oprah Conversation, was going to premiere, I wanted to give the benefit of the doubt. I thought that there would be a genuine conversation about race, systemic racism, all this. I really did. I believe that. But the initial episode titled Uncomfortable Conversations was with former NFL linebacker Emmanuel Aiko. And I'll be honest, he needs to shut his pie hole. I mean, they found the most liberal white guests accusing themselves of being racist. I mean, they did. So Oprah has the nerve to say this. Get this. She said, and it was called the White Guilt Session. I kid you not. White Guilt Session. She said, and I quote, "Whiteness gives you an advantage no matter what." I'll tell you this, friends. I know a lot of white people that are poor. I know a lot of black people that are poor. I know a lot of white people that are rich. I know a lot of black people that are rich. I know a lot of white people that are middle class. I know a lot of black people that are middle class. In fact, I know a lot of different races and ethnicities that fall into that whole group that I just talked about. But to say whiteness gives you an advantage no matter what, do you resonate with that? Is that true? I mean, does this make sense? I mean, can you believe we're even discussing this in 2020 when Oprah is hosting this white guilt session when she's worth a freaking $1 billion? I mean, when is someone going to have the guts, I guess me only, to discuss this whole thing? I mean, friends, look, those of you listening in the audience, if you're black, if you're white, because racism happens to every culture, every ethnicity. Come on, it's just not one. Have you ever been a victim of racism? Honestly, have you ever really honestly been a victim of racism? And if you have, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your story. I know this audience would love to hear your story. You can call now, 702-257-5396. We'd love to hear your story. Be honest. Be intellectually honest. Have you ever been a victim of racism? And if you're white out there, do you really believe yourself that Oprah is accurate and these white liberals that are saying, oh my God, my whiteness gives me such an advantage no matter what? Oh my God, really? I don't know if that's true. Ask Eminem. He's got a pretty crazy story. I don't like his rap music. I don't like anything about him. But I don't know if Eminem would agree with that. Oh, he probably would agree with it now because he's a multi-multi-millionaire. But I don't agree with that. Have we lost our minds? Is this true? I mean, because Democrats are the only ones that really think like this. Or leftists. I shouldn't say Democrats. I always say Democrats. My apologies. But the Democratic Party is the Democratic Party that basically has involved themselves into this liberalism and this loony-toony thinking. I mean, Democrats right now, friends, also want history classes abolished. Did you hear me? They want history classes abolished in state schools since, here it comes, they lead to white privilege and a racist society. This is happening in Illinois. State Representative LaShawn K. Ford wants history curriculum revamped and white history abolished. And this isn't the only state. It's happening all around the country. Is this just not crazy? Can we all agree that the country was founded on white people? It's okay. It's okay, my white friends. It's okay. It's okay that the country was founded on white. It's okay. That doesn't make you a freaking racist. It's all right. Look at who we are and what we are now. It's okay. If we go back and we look at history and we look at where we evolved from and we look at Europe and we look at the colonies and we go all the way back and we take an honest assessment, it's okay that white people founded the country. It's okay. Because guess what? The country opened up itself to all different races, ethnicities, and cultures, man. Come on. Yes, we had a real issue with slavery. Wrong. Evil. I don't think anybody that has a brain, that has any common sense, any compassion, any heart would ever or could ever say that that slavery was okay. Because I think we all know, at least I hope we do, that it wasn't. And that was fixed. We are not responsible for what happened 240 years ago. We're just not responsible. We're not responsible for any of that. Not black, not white, not brown, not blue, not pink with polka dots. So why do we continue to try to act as if we are and that somehow the sins of our fathers are really remnant today? They're not. Stop it. Oprah, you should be ashamed of yourself. You got rich from a lot of white women ironing their husband's shirts, watching you in the afternoons. Sorry, I'm just going to say it. So if you really feel that way, give the money back to the white people that bought your crap. You just can't be satisfied and say, as a black woman, my success, my talents, my determination led me to be where I'm at today. She just can't say that because that would be true. Yes, she has a story. Yes, she has a testimony, and she should say that every single day of her life. But to make these kinds of blatant statements is stupid. And Oprah made money from whites, blacks, browns, pink with polka dots. And it is not fair to not have honest conversations. If you really want to talk about racism, have honest conversations, not have white people that look like liberal loons saying, I am so white. Oh my God. And it's my fault. And I, oh my God, I think I'm in a freaking Twilight Zone episode. Let's get back to our busy calls. Micah, you're next. Welcome to the program. Hey, Micah, you with me? All right, Micah's left the building. Let's jump over to Ben. Ben, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve. Have you heard anything about the Governor Sisolak calling an emergency meeting to do with mail-in voting today?
Yeah, I've heard about some special sessions.
Well, there was a special session, and even Barbara Sagaski wasn't invited to the closed meeting.
That shouldn't surprise you. I mean, she's Republican Secretary of State. That shouldn't surprise you. Ben, I apologize. I didn't realize that I was so short on time. My apologies, but great comments. But yes, I am aware of that. Yes, I believe mail-in voting is going to be what is going to happen for Nevada. President Trump is suing to try to stop that. We've got a mess. We've got mail-in voting, our democracies, our civil liberties at attack. We got lies on COVID-19. We got the systemic racism crap that keeps going on just to get everybody confused, everybody at each other's throats, and no one is looking at the truth of what's really happening. That's what we have to do. Steve Sanchez, we'll be right back. You're never taking advice from a fool, not when you're hanging out with me every single day, and I'm glad that you're with me. 702-257-5396. Let me go ahead and get to these full lines so other people have a chance to get on, and I'm sorry for the long hold times. I've got a lot to say today. It's Monday. I've got a lot to say. All right, let's get back over, and let's jump to Mike. Mike, you're next. Welcome to the program. Mike, you there? Mike was in such a hurry. He left, but that's okay. Let's get over to John. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. I heard you mention the Oprah thing, and I watched it as well. Mm-hmm. And I really honestly hoped for an honest discussion. The guy, Emmanuel, that you were talking about, is, I guess he's got a thing going on called uncomfortable conversations with a black man. I thought, okay, this is cool. We're going to get to talk about some real issues from both standpoints. But that whole thing, I watched that first episode, I walked away with basically the concept of that whole first episode of that Oprah thing was basically, hey, if you're white, you're a racist, even if you don't know you're a racist.
And they said it. I mean, the guests on there said that very thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous. It's like, okay, we can't have an honest discussion about this. It's just strictly, oh, guess if you're white, you have to be a racist.
It makes no sense. And really, to say whiteness gives you an advantage no matter what, I know a lot of white people that'll say, man, I struggled my whole life. I had to work my way through college. I had to do two jobs. I had to do this. I had to do that. Or a single mom that basically there's a deadbeat husband that bailed and a single mom is holding down two jobs. And, you know, so there are unique stories for every race, every culture, every color. And to make that kind of blanket statement is what I like to call the spirit of stupid. All those people on there are useful idiots.
Oh, it was just, it was insane to watch these people. Oh, I didn't even know I was a racist. Yeah, well, if you're a racist, you know you're a racist.
Yeah, it's simple stuff. Great call, John. I appreciate it. Let's get over to Carl. You're next. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Yeah, Steve, I was slightly off topic. I'm getting a little tired of hearing everybody saying the unemployment benefits of the Republicans basically are saying, well, if we give it to them, they're not going to want to go back to work. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If you were getting a few $100 a week extra, and your boss, your company, calls you back to work, and you know if you say, no, I'm getting paid too much, which might last another few weeks or a month, and you're going to turn down your job, it will never hire you again. It's idiotic to think people are going to say, no, I'm earning more now for another couple of weeks. I'm not going to take my job back.
Well, I think now, right now, what you say, it brings up a good point, because I think now when we're in August, I think more people are going to be prone to say, yeah, I want my job back. But, you know, for the weeks prior, I know a lot of people, a lot of them called this show and said, you know, look, my kid is now making an additional $600 a week. They don't want to go back to work. They'd rather take the unemployment. So I think there's a little bit of both that has happened with that.
But anybody with a functional mind will know that's only going to last a short time.
There's a lot of people that don't have functional minds, though. You know that. You kept you in business for 30 years.
Speaking of functional,
right?
Didn't
it keep you in business for 30 plus years? A lot of people that didn't have functional minds.
Yeah, speaking of functional, I hope you can't wait till after November when the functionally literate is out of the White House. So,
well, I'll tell you this. The one thing that I can say is if Biden does win, then there is a plus. There really is a plus. The cure for COVID-19 is discovered because Biden's the cure. And I do appreciate it, my friend. Have a great evening. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Producer Nate, do I have time for another call before break? Okay. Call's on hold. Stay put. We'll get to you. Well, time is flying. It's top of the hour news. I didn't even realize. But stay on hold. I know there's been some long hold times. I'm sorry. I will get to you on the other side. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. TheSteveSanchezShow.com website. Go there as we're at break to start following me on my socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Got a digital platform there I want you to be part of. Webcasts, webinars, podcast archives, all there at that website as well, TheSteveSanchezShow.com. Top of the hour news is next. Hour number two is around the corner. Don't go away.